And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show for today. Pete Gray is taking this one off and hanging out, and we want to wish him a very happy birthday from last week. And, boy, do we have a fun show for today. Corey and I are going to be in the studio with one of my absolute favorite fishermen and a true legend in our fishing industry. Captain Pete Grosbeck is going to be joining us. We've got a ton to talk about. The fish are biting. The weather's right. It is local summer. You stay tuned. We got a great one for you. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This Labor Day, your San Diego County Ford dealer proudly salutes you during the Ford Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. For 5 days only, get limited-time deals across many of Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand with Ford F-Series, the all-electric Ford Mustang Mach-E, the iconic Ford Bronco, and the versatile Ford Maverick truck. It's your chance to save, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric. Find the perfect Ford for you during the Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. Everything ends September 2nd, so don't wait. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 Microfilament Braided Fishing Line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And stoked to be in studio, man. The weather, tropical yesterday.
Oh, dude.
Fish fighting, and who do we have in studio?
It was real, yeah. I am so stoked for today. You want to talk about a guy that is not the easiest to have come on the show because his work and travel and everything keeps him fishing or away all the time, is one of my really best friends in our industry and a great guy, and that's Captain Pete Grosbeck. And, Pete, we're really stoked to have you on this morning and get to hang out and talk fishing with you. And, first off, man, good morning. Thanks for coming and hanging with us.
Morning, guys.
We're real pumped to have you. And, you know, Pete's got, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. Like, I talk to Pete twice a week, if not more, almost every day at the shop, you know, a lot of stuff. Pete's in charge of so many things and fishing and a friend. And when I have questions, he's the guy that I call about things. But Pete's, you know, we were talking before the show started about it's crazy that the years start ticking away and all the things you do. And what a fun career path you've got to have in fishing. And I know that Pete Gray loves telling the story of, you know, being in San Diego and looking up to you when he was a kid, seeing you, you know, with a little 17-foot boat in the Marlin Club going out fishing. And, you know, always tells the stories like, man, Pete was like a highliner when we were kids. And it's just fun to think of the years that how fishing has taken you along a career path. And it's been a really fun story, from being a kid that loved going offshore marlin fishing to, you know, You're the guy that runs one of the coolest fishing private operations on Earth, and I can't wait to get to hang out and talk to you about it for the next couple hours.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. You know what? I'm sitting there looking out the view here.
The world headquarters, man.
It all started right here.
Okay.
You know, I mean, being the pinhead down doing the whole thing, and my brother bought the Prowler from Chuck Gillum in the 60s, late 60s, right? So we'd jump on there, and we'd go fish yellowtail in the spring trying to get the count up.
Yeah.
You know, then I was commercial fishing and got in the yachts, but it was all started right here.
See,
like everybody else.
Yeah.
It started right here.
And it's funny how many career paths, and you never know the trajectory they take, but how many of them start doing that same thing. So your gig started as a kid working on a boat.
Yeah.
Hopefully getting to go fishing for free in trade of scrubbing the boat afterwards and helping deal with sacks. Yeah.
When your brother owns the boat, you pretty much go anytime you want.
You get to go.
But still, you still do the same thing.
Yeah, totally.
You know, we were doing
probably more so if your younger brother. Man, you better get down in the scrub that lazarette out, boy.
Later, when there were squid around, and he was fishing, he'd come in from the Coronado Islands, but they would get in at 2:30 in the afternoon or something.
Yeah,
I remember? We'd jump on there at night and go to La Jolla, and make squid, and then come back, park the boat, and he'd get on with all the people, and they take off, go to the islands. So we're doing stuff like that. It was good. It was fun. You learn a lot, and you learn a lot that when you got into what I'm doing, the yachts and stuff, a lot of the stuff you learned right here it paid off taking it to that next level.
That's crazy. What we've had so many cycles in this industry, like squid.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a period in the 80s where it was a thing, but what are you referring earlier than that? Like a cycle earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And in the 60s, 70s.
And there was this stuff was at the Coronados.
Right.
And then there was some years where there was tonnage at La Jolla.
Right.
But trying to get the bait and then get back the people up and all that, because they left at 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
And they got in at 2:30 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And there's generations that don't even realize that. Excuse me, that. I mean, there was a 10 p.m. departure. There was a 2 a.m., a midnight. Like all the landings would leave at those hours.
Yeah, you'd leave at 10, 11 o'clock, go out before fishing, leave at 2 o'clock to go to Coronado's.
See, that's a bit, yeah. And it's funny, it kind of brings us a little bit around to the full circle that we're at now. Like, that was before my time down here, but all the trips would leave in the dark and catch mackerel, right? You'd catch greenies, or like you say, or catching squid. It was all making mackerel to supplement the bait, whether it was because you had chovy, you needed a big bait or whatever it might be. And obviously things are different and changing and all those things now, and we'll obviously talk more about the bait situation later on in the show, but again, it was similar to the thing that we're in right now. The bait wasn't ideal at the time for the fish they were fishing for, so you'd leave in the dark.
Yes. It was straight anchovies, that's all your fish was anchovies. But that was when the albacore here too. So, and then when they fished Coronados, they would take the chovies for chum, and they'd catch the squid for the hook bait.
Isn't that crazy?
Like a straight squid.
Right. And we're kind of in that era as we speak. I mean, the whole chovy thing is. I mean,
a lot of people don't know how to fish for it.
Dude, they're biting their nails off trying to figure out what they're going to do.
This little bait.
Right.
Wow, anchovies.
Right.
So it's good. It's all the way up to California. There's plenty of anchovies. They've really made a comeback. It's good.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right? I mean, people don't realize that chovy is like the main nucleus of the circle of life.
Yes. Yep. Now, the anchovies here, it's what the bluefin are on, and it's a mainstay, for the feed. So it's good they come back. Everything happens in cycles.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
everything happens in cycles.
I mean, I hate to say it, but the older we get, the more we realize that, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
There's been a lot of, there's been a lot of fear from people of like, oh my God, we're never going to see a sardine again. And I see a couple of things happening. I see, and Corey, you've done this. This was your gig working on the bait boats. Like, I don't think anybody would be a bit surprised to see whatever, local condition we're in, moon phase sure seems to have a part of it, change and, you know, okay, bait catching again, whatever it did. It did its in-season ebb and flow and go right back to catching them and be gone. Or this could be the start of the transition of one cycle leading into another. Like, I doubt when – I mean, I wasn't around for it going from, you know, anchovy to sardine or sardine to chovy the first – the last time. But I'm sure it's not like a flip of a switch and all of a sudden there's never a sardine again. You know, I'm sure it just it tapers and slows. And
no, you're totally right.
But I don't know. You know?
But, and Pete can attest to this. The bait does not like warm water, period.
No.
So – what do we have on the beach right now? 72. I mean, it's in the 70s.
Right.
They don't dig it at all. And they're squirting out. I mean, okay. They just... So when we see that water temp drop a degree or two...
Well, like earlier in the spring, it was straight chovies. Yeah. The water was cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're at a point... We're in September.
Here, yeah, right.
Right? I mean, the water's warm, and once that water cools down a degree or two, the Everingham Brothers Bait Company will be able to wipe the sweat off their forehead.
No doubt.
And not have to travel 6 to 8 hours one way. Yeah.
What a kick-ass group those guys are. You know what I mean? Like, they just think about the pressure that's under those guys driving those boats and making those sets. I mean, every one of us, the three of us in this room, all the hundreds of people that are standing on the dock right behind us below the world headquarters, every skiff, every everything, every single person. Our fishery is alive. Bait fishery, like everyone's relying on those guys to make a catch, and the demand, it's August, you know, I mean, the demand on bait is always high. Throw in difficult conditions and those guys are fishing 24 hours a day. We're just
as frustrated as the people are that want the bait,
sure,
the guys that are catching them are just as frustrated, if not more than they are.
Yeah, totally. Right?
People don't realize that word, you know, that these guys are stressing.
Yep, no doubt, you know, man.
Because they want to produce.
Yep. So it's fun. I love hearing that. I love hearing that your start came from right out here and on the prowler and on the things. And then you got into doing the yacht thing, and your career to me is fascinating in just all of the things that Pete has got to do, you know, from running boats and, you know, and travel to then doing world travel and, you know, and building boats. And you were a part of, you know, one of the very pioneering mothership operations that had a big ship that took a small ship around the world and fished.
That was the first one that I know of. Back then, that was the mid-80s.
Yeah, to tell us about that. What was that like, and what did you guys do, and how did that come about? You know, how did you go from a guy that was a pinhead fishing on a sport boat to running a fishing operation around the world?
Well, first of all, I went, you know, I did around here, got in the op thing and got just a little commercial swordfish and stuff. But in 1970, I graduated early from high school and went down to Cabo for 3 months on a yacht. And
as the captain, you know?
No, it's just a crew.
Okay, just fishing.
Yeah, right out of high school.
Yeah, okay.
And it was amazing. I mean, there's some things that just lock in your brain. That was just how it was.
Now, what was Cabo like in the 70s?
I can't imagine,
Oh, my God. In Cabo itself was a cannery. There was the Hacienda, everybody pretty much knows Hacienda. Well, that was El Camino Real, owned by the Rodriguez's.
Uh-huh.
That was when the Pars came in and bought, you know, got built up Chileno. So there was before Hacienda, El Camino Real, there was Chileno, and then there was Palmia.
Okay,
and
that was it.
And nothing on the beach.
Really?
No, there was one. There was a guy named Cheeto that had the well.
Okay,
we talked to him, ran a hose down to the water, out to a tire with a spigot on it, and it was all gravity feed.
Yeah, and that didn't get water.
Yeah, so he got water.
That's amazing.
Crazy.
And then you set your own moorings and wake up in the morning. There's sailfish and dorado chasing ballyhoo, you know, and needlefish around. You know, inside the harbor.
Yeah, crazy.
So wow. You do a med tie to the pier. Go off the bow and catch amberjack and grouper off the bow. And it's like,
wow,
it was like,
cool.
No big deal. Guys, kids with their tin cans.
Yeah. Awesome.
Getting the tin cans ripped out of their hands. And we're giving them old line and, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And I was in the 70s.
In the 70s.
Incredible.
Cool.
It's beautiful. And you never went past Falso to go fishing.
Yeah.
You know, it's go there and just all the sailfish and marlin you wanted.
And so you do that as a deckhand and a mate, and yeah, you know, learn the ropes and learn traveling up and down the peninsula.
Learn the landmarks, you know. And there's only about 3 landmarks left because they've all been cut off and you know, or replaced by a condo or hotel or something.
Sure. Yeah, that's not the days where you can just push a button on your chart plotter and the boat goes right to
it. No, chart plotter. You know, it was just a meter and a compass and autopilot, you know, and radar.
Cool.
So you did radar shots and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so then...
So I was down there in early 80s on a boat, and Jim Jenks, who owned Ocean Pacific Sunwear, he had a 44...
Like the OP shorts and that kind of stuff? Okay.
He had a 44 Pacifica that was on a mooring behind us, and we didn't have any people, and Jim wanted to come over one night. He comes over, and he throws this map out, and then he throws his plans out of this boat. And he's telling him it's just for an hour and a half, right? And this is gonna do this, and this is gonna do this, and we're gonna do this. And then he goes, you want to build it? I went, what? He goes, yeah, I need somebody to build a thing, oversee it. It's up in Tacoma. And at that time, I thought for a minute, real quick.
Yeah.
And I was living in a duplex, you know, no dog, a roommate.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this guy that you don't really know, you know him from fishing
a little
bit. I know
him from the waterfront and the fishing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. He was your boat neighbor, and you talked in that, but he just rolls out with a set of plans for a ship and a small boat on top
of
it.
And you know, Steve Reske, Peabod, was his captain.
Okay.
And he didn't want to do it.
Good old Peabod.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. And that's why I said, what about Peabod?
You weren't tied down, is what you're saying, Mike.
What about Peabod? And he goes, his family thing doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not ready to travel the world.
Yeah.
You know.
And I had nothing going on.
Yeah.
So I went up to Tacoma for a year and a half, you know, and built a thing. And we were trying to put a 32-foot Hatteras at the time on the back of it.
Okay.
Hatteras wouldn't build it because they couldn't guarantee it how it hold up.
Okay.
So we just built the same, kind of the same thing up in where they built the boat up in Tacoma. We just built one out of aluminum.
And that was
just built our own boat.
Yeah. And so this was a big mothership that then carried a game boat.
Yeah.
And then you guys set off and all these places that you would think were good. And none of this is all before internet and available research and easy information. And it was just you guys striking off traveling the world. Like,
I went to Scripps and got some weather information, you know, when places were going.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, there wasn't much at all. And that's when that first was a Magnavox sat-nav came out. And it was, you got a shot every 3 to 6 hours.
Okay.
And then the rest
of it. And that's, I'm sure, extreme state-of-the-art.
Yes, and that was it.
Okay.
And then the rest of it was just dead reckoning and chart work.
That's incredible stuff.
And so one of the guy named Kenny Hughes, which I met in Hawaii, he used to be Black Bart's deckhand.
Okay.
I brought him because experience with big fish, because we hadn't really experienced as much as they have. And I had him take celestial navigation, just in case that thing went down.
Yeah, sure.
And so I'd put him in the cruise quarters on the way out, and he'd do his little things, and he'd go on the bow. And we would, from here to Hawaii, I think the shots, most he was ever off was like 4 miles.
Wow, no kidding.
It was pretty, felt pretty good. So if that thing went down, we're pretty confident that.
Yeah.
You know, and he did the star stuff at night, too.
Sure.
And he had the stars.
I love that,
man.
Incredible
stories. But, Pete, so where did you travel then? I mean, that was in the 80s?
It was in, we came here, actually.
From Tacoma?
Tacoma, down here.
Yeah.
And it was in November, December. And we actually sat in the World Polaris spot.
Okay.
Got some work done and provisioned. And then we went down to Cabo, and then put the little boat in the water and fished around there and put it back on the boat. And then went down to Benedicto and loaded up with bait.
Oh, this is so cool, dude.
Right?
This
I know.
Is so cool.
We had two giant bait tanks on it. And then we went from there to Clipperton, and then went to Clipperton and Cocos Island, when you could fish there.
Okay.
And then we went down and did Panama, Costa Rica, and Mexico, and then we did a bunch of work here and then took off and went to Hawaii. And then did Hawaii, Christmas Island, and then Tahiti. Spent 8.5 months in French Polynesia. All over that area. And that was in the mid-80s when there was nothing.
Incredible.
It was beautiful. I haven't gone back there. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really nice people. And then what got it down to Australia. And then at that time, Jim was approached by the owner of Palmia to build some boats.
Okay. Right?
So we came up with a 31-footer that you could put on a trailer so they could launch it with a D9 tractor and pull it out.
Okay.
There's no marinas. I mean, not marinas, but no place, no yards to haul out.
Yeah.
So they just haul them out on the beach. And I got off the boat. John Ingram got on it, and I came back and then ran that whole operation.
Oversaw the boat building side of things.
And we built like 20 of them.
And that's what is now the Innovators?
Innovators, yeah. There's some around Cabo.
Sure.
There's some here, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're pretty cool. We did the transom where it was angled forward and rounded so nothing square, and a little lift in the back and all this little.
So when you're backing down on a big marlin, you're not just digging and plowing as much, and you're a little more nimble. And
yeah, it was innovative stuff.
That, yeah, hence the name.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
I love it.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
So everything you described, Tacoma, San Diego, Cabo, Costa Rica, then Tahiti and Christmas Island, was that all like consecutive? Like, did you like a year and a half or what? How much?
Two and a half years.
Two and a half years.
Crazy, man.
Right?
That's so cool.
Yep. We had to sit. I did some research at La Jolla and at Scripps on the weather and trying to figure out this hurricane or they're down there, you know, typhoons in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah.
And it looked that French Polynesia was a place to hang out till April because the typhoons came up and they would just go south of Tahiti.
Okay.
So we kind of held there, and one snuck up. We had to run from one of them. And then after that, we took the boat down.
Yeah.
So that's
I love it. Dude. I mean, it's that world travel. We'll talk more, you know, as we get rolling. But, you know, I mean, amongst the most competitive, you know, on the highest winning competitive Marlin team, you know, part of the old school when, you know, Bad Company was a tournament team, you know, you were the fixture that ran the cockpit on the most, you know, successful Marlin competitive fishing team. And then we'll talk more about your current position now, which is running one of the coolest travel and fishing operations in the world. It's going to be a really fun show with a great bud who's got to kind of seen it and do it. And we're just going to hang out and talk fishing, man. There's great fishing going on right now. Great to see this excellent bump in the bluefin fishing. Kind of all things available. I mean, from 5-pounders to 255-pounders we got to see come into the landing this week. And, you know, small boats getting them by all ways, casting lures and trolling spreader bars and big fish. And then, you know, our day-and-a-half guys having big 200-pounders on the kites and 60-pounders in the dark. It was just a great week of fishing. Add in some good, you know, anchor fishing with yellowtail and squid available both at the Coronados and out west at Clemente. It's just been a great week of fishing. We got a great guy in studio. It's just going to be a fun day today, Corey.
A lot of fun, Rick, and it's probably the most empty I've seen the landings the entire year. I mean, the RP came in and unloaded, and they're out getting fuel, and the only boat is the Royal Star unloading as we speak. And having Pete Gross back in studio,
is
truly, truly a treasure and an honor. And you want to join us, you could do so. Call the fan. We've got Kyle waiting for you. 833-288-0973 is the telephone number. Or you can send us a text. There's a ton of texts coming through. I haven't had a chance to check them out yet, but you want to send a text that's only done through the app, and you want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number because, boy, we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses to one lucky caller or text. We'll have Pete flip the coin, get the coin all set up for him right there. It's got the caller and texter on it there. So do make sure you leave your name and telephone number if you're texting us. The Paracosas are a Blackfin Pro with a black frame and a blue mirrored 580 lens, probably the glass lens, probably a super popular pair there at Fisherman's Landing. But anyway, give us a call to the fan, 833-288-0973, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back. More with Pete Grossbeck. All these cool stories when we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Vent, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin and Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, having so much fun. And to know we've got 2 hours ahead of us with Pete Grosbeck. Please join us, 833-288-0973. Or send a text via the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because we're giving away a really cool pair of Costas. It's the Blackfin Pro Black Frame and a blue mirrored 580 class lens.
A perfect offshore pair of shades, like one of the very best that you could get your hands on. And what better to have our offshore guy in here, having Pete Grosbeck. And speaking of Pete, we got the boss on the line this morning. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Rick. As you can hear, my voice is still a little bit hoarse. They shoved so many tubes down my throat on Thursday that it's recovering, though. It's getting better. They put scopes down and breathing tubes and all kinds of stuff, and then they stuff up my my veins to take a look at my heart and put a watchman in my heart on Thursday, and then also did an ablation that is an electrical thing that will help keep AFib away from me. But apparently it was successful. It's amazing. They can be in your heart doing work. I had my surgery at 8 a.m. I was home by 3 p.m.
That's crazy.
Crazy to me.
But,
unreal.
But mostly just bed rest. They just want you to take it easy, because they don't want you to open up the vein that they cut open and, you know, bleed out. So that's a good thing, not to bleed out.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So, but I couldn't let the day go by for two reasons. Three reasons, actually. Number one, thanks to you and Corey for covering. Number two, to say hi to my buddy Pete Grosbeck. And just tell people how legendary this guy is. I went to Cabrillo Elementary School with his brother, Jimmy,
yep,
who was a couple of years younger. And we used to walk down and watch Pete unload striped marlin at the Marlin Club off of his, like, what was that boat, like 15-foot wooden boat, something like that?
Yeah, it was an 18-foot livesay, wooden livesay.
Wow.
And we called it the Barracuda.
Yeah.
That's what they called Barracuda back.
Barracuda, yeah. Yep. And Pete was the man back then. I mean, he's just like the guy that he's the guy that people followed around to go catch marlin. So that was super cool. But one reason I wanted to call too is to mention the passing of another real legend, and that is Flip Pallet. I grew up watching Flip Pallet, Walker K Chronicle.
Yeah, who didn't?
A lot of our listeners did. And man, even though that guy was a fly fisherman, he appealed to everything
so
across
true.
The board,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And he was in my eyes, he's probably the best there has ever been on TV.
I think so.
He kind of set
the standard for everybody try to come along and trying to set the standard to be like him. You know, he was amazing.
Right, right.
I mean,
Jose Wahabe was close, but
yep.
there's never going to be another Flip Pallet. He's the best.
Yep.
Nobody better.
Yep. I was bummed when I heard the news, but like I cracked a big smile. Like I went all the way back to being like a little kid sitting on the couch with my dad on Saturday mornings watching fishing shows and watching Walker's Trey Chronicles. Yep. You're right. I mean, as iconic as they get.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But I didn't want the show to go by without recognizing certainly one of the great guys that influenced me when I was a kid in fishing, and now look at me, I'm fly fishing, I'm conventional fishing, doing all kinds of stuff. But just wanted to say that and say thank you guys for being there and let you know that I'm not quite dead yet. I'm still hanging in there, and I should be back to full power by midweek and back in the studio by next week. But thanks to you guys for covering for me. And I'm watching the show on YouTube, listening to on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and, of course, listening to on the Fan. I got all roads covered here. So thanks for covering for me, and I'll let you get back to it.
Do what the doctor tells you to do.
We'll be quick, Pete, because we got a couple of hotlines calling, but I do have to say one thing. If there's ever any question as to how crazy a person is about this life and fishing and all this stuff, it's Pete. And the reason I say that is Pete schedules all of his, like, important health stuff around fishing seasons and times and things like that. And I always crack up when we're talking about schedule and, hey, I'm going to have you do the show this time or back forth. It's always like, okay, I got to go in to get this thing done now because recovery time is about this long and I need to be able to get back to the drift boat and I need to get some fishing in before weather closes out over here. And yep. I got this trip coming over here, so I'm going to have to get a leg thing done in time because I don't want to miss the fall bite because, the bugs are biting me. It's like, Pete, if there's anybody that's got it figured out, man, I like it, and we're so glad to hear that everything went so well. Great message, and I appreciate it, and glad you're feeling better, buddy.
Thanks, man, and don't fail to mention what the best time of the year right here in Southern California is now.
No.
So let's go.
Yeah, straight up, man. You got it. Pete, great job, buddy. Glad you're feeling better. Get some rest. We got you covered on this end, and we'll look forward to having you back in the studio real soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Well, hey, one thing that happens every so often, and, we have a new system that has allowed for a lot more hotline calls to come in, boat reports. Those are like our most favorite things. But they come into a separate line, separate from Kyle and Jeff. So occasionally we have a scenario like we do just now, and we have a hotline call, but we don't have a phone screener on this one to do it. So we're saying good morning, but I hate to say I don't know who's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. You have Tony DeJulian, the tournament director.
Tony! Great.
How are you guys doing? Hey, Rick and Corey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tony, I'm so stoked. We did know you were calling, and my apologies that the line didn't pick up who you were. Now, Pelagic Tournament just wrapped up. We were so excited. This is a huge thing back into our worlds. This bluefin cycle that we're in has been so successful, and you guys put on one heck of a show. We kind of gave a little rundown that we heard, watching Catch That, following the tournament, but, man, we're so excited. Congratulations on a very successful event. And yeah, Tony, give us the rundown. How'd she go?
Well, thank you guys so much. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was certainly an honor for me, an East Coast guy, to be out there in the West Coast in California with all that incredible history and innovation that you guys have all been responsible, Pete and Pete Grosbeck included, over the years with the Catalina Island and the Avalon Tuna Club, San Diego Marlin Club, and the Balboa Angling Club. Just it was a great time. We had 21 boats, had a lot of fish. Unfortunately, for some of the boats, there was a lot of the smaller class, 30 to 70, 80-pound bluefins around. But we managed to put several triple-digit fish on the scale from 138 pounds down to 104 pounds. Fishing was very, very good as far as the quantity of fish. I think right after the tournament here, the last few days, some of those bigger fish have actually moved in now. But, yeah, it was just a great tournament. We couldn't be more grateful for all the people out there that participated on the West Coast. And I just absolutely had a blast. I learned so much every time I come out to the West Coast.
It's really cool to see it, and it's really cool to see big money, big event tournaments coming back out to the West Coast and Southern California, and that's exactly what this is. You know, you guys put together a very successful event that I thought that this is, in my opinion, it's the perfect thing. This bluefin fishery has been very big, and the thing that's so cool about your tournament is you could participate. The entry fee was low enough that a couple of guys in a center console that love to go out tuna fishing could absolutely participate with the big guys, all the way up to, you know, side jackpots that offered some real serious money and then a little more investment on your time. But if you had a crew of guys and you wanted to compete for some real big money, that was available too. So, you know, the check-in, the amount of weigh-in opportunities that you had, like this was very clearly designed by fishermen and had very limitations, you know, on either side, cost low or cost high. Everybody could participate in this one.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what we wanted, what we're aiming for. We're going to continue to grow the tournament. We hope people continue to kind of get the word spreads and people tell everybody how much fun it was. And like you said, we want to, at Pelagic, our goal is to include everybody who wants to be on the water, whether it's a family, kids, all different age groups, all genders, all financial backgrounds. We want to make sure everybody can have an opportunity to get on the water, enjoy a competition like that. It's a whole other thing when you're fishing a tournament, a competition with other boats. It kind of gets you a little bit fired up and makes it sure that you're really on your game. You got to have all your knots right and your splices and your baits and strategies in order, and just to be able to give everybody a chance to participate and enjoy something like that, the experience of it. That's what we want to do. We're going to continue to keep those general entries low and lots of options for all of our anglers and teams. And yeah, like I said, it couldn't have gone better for us. We're really, really excited about the future, and we're looking forward to doing it again next year.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to watch it happen. I thought it was a great time, great position, everything about it. Give us the details if somebody wants to go next year. Do you have dates set for next year's event, or will we just stand by and wait to see what it goes down?
Well, we're going to make a final decision on the dates, but I think we're going to keep it the same. Weekend, just this past weekend here. We're going to keep it right before the weekend, right before Labor Day.
I love it.
We're going to do multiple way stations again with at least San Diego and Avalon and possibly Balboa. We're going to keep the general entries low. Like you said, that's the point. Get everybody involved. Hopefully we'll have some bigger fish in the area, but you know, you can't ever really tell for that. But yeah, we're really excited about it, and we will definitely get all the details when we find out as soon as possible to you guys so you can spread the word for us. And we appreciate all you guys do on the radio out there and informing the public and the anglers how to catch more fish and be more efficient at what they do. And yeah, you guys bring a lot of passion to it, and like I said, we're real, real excited to be partnered up with you guys as well.
Tony, I think the reason that this bluefin tournament is so successful is because of what you just said in terms of the size of fish. And man, hopefully next year we get some big ones. When what you were talking about, the middle grade being 30 to 80 pounders, and the leaderboard was full of fish over 100 pounds, I mean, I saw like fifth place was like a buck and a quarter, you know what I mean? And beyond there, like when you're ho humming about the fact that there was no big ones, it was just full of 80 to 125s and a 130, like that's how you know that this tournament is positioned right. And you're right, I mean, the opportunity for a 300 pounder certainly is there, but if we're ho humming on what a successful tournament this was, man, just wait till this thing happens on a stretch where those big ones are up on the shallows. Tony, a fantastic job. We loved being a part of it, spreading the word about an excellent tournament, and man, keep us in the loop as you guys make final plans for next year. We can't wait to be a part of it again.
Absolutely. And to all your listeners, you can go check out pelagictournaments.com right now and all of our socials. We've got all the videos and recaps and photo galleries available to everybody, so you can kind of check it out, see what all the excitement's about. And I hope everybody stays safe on the water this weekend, catch tons of fish, and we'll see you next year for the Pelagic California Tuna Challenge.
Awesome. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you then. Thanks a lot for that, and thanks for the phone call, and sorry that you slid in on the line that Rick didn't even know who it was, but great job, Tony. Appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, we're going to be reading your text messages, and we're going to be checking in with Ryan Dorr from Adventures in Camping. Mammoth season is here. Fall is happening. Kids going back to school. It's the right time for that. You stay tuned. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's going to be a busy morning, hey, Corey?
It is, and we're going to be right back on not only the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, but 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stadiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeonSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeonSportFishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, some great stories. And if you want to join us this first hour of Let's Talk Hookup, we're on The Fan. And it's 833-288-0973. And you just keep those texts going. I know our second hour is going to be full of texts.
Yeah, no doubt.
giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses, man. Super stoked.
You got it. And before we jump into those phones, another great friend of the show that we don't get to talk to very often, and boy, it is the right time of year to get to talk to him, and that's our buddy Ryan Dorr from Adventures in Camping, who really put together, you know, we've been touting this service for a long time. It is our connection to fishing up in the Eastern Sierra. And Ryan, good morning. We're stoked to have you this morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
David, great to hear from you. This is the time of year that all of us as fishermen look forward to. You know, Eastern Sierra kicks off in the springtime, and it's summer, and it's families, and it's kids, and it's all the great fishing that happens up there. But the best fishing happens right now. Like, this is certainly not the fishing kickoff like the opener is, but this is the time of year when all of a sudden the crowds start to lessen and the best fishing of the Eastern Sierra kicks off, and that's where Adventures in Camping comes in. It's the coolest service around. It's an extremely affordable way to really enjoy the Eastern Sierra with very little hassle. And Ryan, tell us a little bit about Adventures in Camping.
Yeah, so basically what we like to do is take the work out of camping. You know, when you come up here, you want to go fishing, whether you're bringing your boat or your float tube, or you're going to fly fish on the Owens or, you know, one of the beautiful lakes that we have up here. You want to be able to camp and enjoy the outdoors. You know what? You know, nobody wants to do the work of camping. So we're going to take the work out of it for you. We're going to bring a trailer out to you, a camping trailer. We have a variety of different sizes, whether it's just you or a couple, where you're going to bring up, some of the guys or a full family. And we're going to set that trailer up for you at the campground of your choice. We serve anywhere from Bishop up to June Lake Loop, all the campgrounds in the area. We're going to set it up completely, show you how everything works. And then when you're done, you just drive away and leave. We're going to take care of the rest. We're going to pull the trailer back in. We're going to take care of all the stuff nobody wants to take care of.
There's no towing, no storage, wow, no dealing with the holding tanks, no anything. You drive up, you pick your campground. Hey, we want to stay at Lake Mary. Okay, no problem. We got you. You know, hey, I made a reservation at Lake Mary. I'm space number 30. When you drive up, that trailer set up, it's level. The refrigerator's running. You get to go in. And the thing that I like about it so much is because we've done Eastern Sierra of all ways, Airbnbs and cabins and this. It is the most affordable way to do it. And You get to stay in the most picturesque spots. I mean, you're on the creek, and Dallas and I, pre-having the boys, used to do two or three trips with Adventures in Camping every year, and this is our first year going back. Now both the boys are old enough that we're going to take our first family trip. We're going back in September, and I, that was my first phone call to Ryan, like, hey, I don't know if it's too early or not, but we're going for it. And he said, well, you know, you've always done this trailer before, which is a little smaller. It was just Dallas and I. Maybe do this one. It's a little bigger. There's a bunkhouse for the boys, and, you know, this one's got a much bigger shower, so it's a little easier to deal with. And, I mean, they have trailers that are small, like two buds going up that just want to go fish their Eastern Sierra on the way, inexpensive, to a multiple family. You know, grandparents are coming in the big giant rig with the generators and the ACs and all that, and everything in between. And you go on their website and pick the level of trailer that you want to be in. Super luxury and a little more bucks, or super small and super cheap. Whatever you want, they just set it up for you. You fish, you hang out. And so we're staying at a spot where there's going to be a creek that's 5 feet out the door that's got brook trout and rainbows, and the boys are going to get to fish and swim and enjoy the Eastern Sierras. And then when it's done, you throw the keys on the table and you get in your car and drive away, and they take care of it. I say it every year, Ryan. It has nothing to do with your guys' support of Let's Talk Hookup. I think it's just the coolest service in the world, and I wish you guys nothing but the success because we love it. I just think it's the coolest thing.
Well, we appreciate you guys, and I can't wait to have you. Can't wait to see the boys.
I want to hear about the report after the trip.
Oh, yeah.
With the boys out there.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to seeing the look on the boys' face. And you know what? For the boys to be out, you know, and have that first campfire and looking up at the beautiful stars. I mean, if you wait till it's super dark, you can see the Milky Way up here. There's nothing better. I mean, it's just great.
Nothing in the world, man. Well, we're really excited, Ryan. We're up against it. I could talk about this thing for the whole hour, but I got to get us caught up. I know that you were we held you for longer than we anticipated, and we really appreciate it. If somebody wants to take advantage of what, in my opinion, is the easiest and very best way to enjoy the Eastern Sierra, how do we do it? How do we get the trailer? How do we get in touch with you and your lovely wife? It's the easiest experience. You guys make it so killer. Give us the rundown of how we take advantage.
So best way is go online, go to adventureincamping.com, and from there, you have our phone number on there. You can, they're a very interactive website. You can pick your favorite area campground, get an out-the-door price, adventuringcamping.com.
It's super easy, super affordable. You guys kill it. Fantastic job, buddy. And we'll look forward to getting some fishing updates from you. And, man, I just can't wait to come see you guys up here this fall.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that very much. Okay, that's going to wrap us up and bring us in time for the catch report. Corey, we're going to find out what's biting out there.
How about that? It's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel price. And did you know Summit also has the place? Is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip. Over 40 snacks, all at 89 cents, as well as sandwiches and frozen bait, too. And ice is nearly half the price of other places and only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Plus, Let's Talk Hookup listeners, man, 100 pounds of free ice. I can't believe they're still doing this. 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up, and it's only at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for our listeners and always the lowest gas prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, we're going to find out what's going on. That's C4 Sport Fishing. Marcos is on the line this morning. What's up, Marcos?
Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Doing good, man. Just excited about the report. Good weather. A little tropical out, man. What's happening?
Yeah, definitely a little muggy weather this week, but still some great fishing. A nice mix of stuff there. Those half days still picking away at those bonita, barracuda, still some yellowtail in the mix. Occasional bonita, like I said there, calico bass, sand bass, the whole mix. Kind of like the traditional half day, what you'd expect in the summertime there. Nice mix of surface fish and bottom fish there. And it's been pretty consistent. Those twilight trips still plunking away there, catching a mix of fish. And this is the last week we are running the twilight trip every day. We're going to keep running that trip because it's been really popular this week. But definitely check the website there. Coming up this month, that twilight trip is only going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So as long as you guys keep wanting to go on those, we're going to keep running those, but definitely keep that in mind there. The full-day trips, mostly fishing islands there, picking away at those yellowtail, calico bass, some good bottom fishing in there. Some nice size yellowtail in there, too, and we've got some fish up to 30 pounds there.
Ooh.
So great fishing. Starting this next week, at least for a few days here, we're going to be fishing back offshore, taking a look around out there, and that may change. So definitely keep an eye on that schedule for those full-day trips there. And if you don't have a passport, this might be your best chance to get in there. Or like we talk about every week, get that passport started. It's good for 10 years. It's going to give you a lot of options on what to fish there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our half-day trips up there, like that twilight schedule. We've got the full days on there. And September seems like it might be that month that kind of slows down, people going back to school and not as many people on vacation, but that's definitely not the case. We've got a lot of charters in September, so those trips fill up fast. So make your reservations as early as you can. We still got those 1 days, day and a half, 2 days, longer trips fishing, and still really good fishing on there. Bluefin, some good size bluefin in there. We've seen bluefin in that 100 to 200-pound range this last week there. Still a little bit of yellowtail. The Polaris Supreme snuck in some yellowfin earlier there, too, so hopefully we see more of that. But, again, check the website, c4landing.com. Half days, full days, 1 days, day and a half, longer trips on there. Make your reservation straight online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person, make sure your gear's still running good, get what you need, and get out there fishing.
Awesome. Awesome job, Marcos. Glad to hear there's great fishing to be had at Seaforth, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
Absolutely, and I see you guys have Mike Pritchard on the show tomorrow, so I'm going to try and figure out a way to, upstage his report like he always does to me, so I'll see if I can figure that out for you guys.
He has the most uncanny timing to call, 5 minutes before Marcos does the C4th report. Every time they have a big hit, hey guys, just want to tell you we're live on the boat, there's 15 going, we got a bunch of 200-pounders, the sonar's click. It's the coolest report that we'll get of the whole week, and then 5 minutes later, Marcos goes well, I was going to wow everybody with this great report, but, there's some sand bass biting, so we got that going for us.
Every time.
Marcos, a great job, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. We'll look forward to having Muddy on the show tomorrow. And, man, a great job. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. And, man, some great info going on, and, man, some great catch reporters going on.
Really
there.
Is. Yeah. I can't wait after the 8 o'clock hour to have Mark West, man.
Yeah.
No, hear what's going on there, too, right?
No doubt about it. Well, yeah. Hey, we wanted to roll back in. I had a great text come through that I wanted to start with, and it says, good morning, guys. Can I make Pete feel a little bit old? I caught my first marlin with Pete when I was only 8 years old, and he was the skipper of the boat. I'm now 55. I guess we're all getting old. I still have the absolute love for fishing. I want to say keep up the great work to Pete, and that's from Eric in Fallbrook.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think you know what Eric, Eric, that is. That'd be Eric Sheets from Cal and Cal's Custom Built.
Well, I caught his mom, too.
Yeah.
I was in Cabo, you know. We had a great trip.
That's awesome. So you were running the boat for Eric, who's now the the true master of the two-speed reel, and I know takes care of all of the reels that you guys currently use with the Chaos program.
Yep.
And
we got some in there right now.
a whole bunch right now. Hey Eric, a great text.
Great story.
I'd appreciate that very much. And that'll make you feel that way a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I like it. Well, hey, let's see if we can sneak in a real quick phone call, Corey.
Let's do that. How about John? John Call from Dallas. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Morning. Guys, there's so much good information. That last call, a couple calls ago when the guy was calling from Mammoth, man, that's such a great, that's a trip of a lifetime, I could tell you. I've done it. It's so easy. You just drive over there, you pull up, you camp for a week or however long you want, and then you drive away, like you said, and it was, my wife's still talking about it, but my question to Pete is, what's the best exotic fish that you've caught from your yacht?
I love it.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, most exotic fish being caught from his yacht. We're going to get that when we come back. And when we do, join us on the app because we're saying bye to Kyle on the Fan. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hook Up YouTube and Facebook Live.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium. the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like deep sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus 2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorskLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norsk Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.